Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet
I'm amazing. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 34 after. Thanks very much for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did that if you've been listening already. As you know, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. You're going to be glad because you stayed with us because Tim Berry's here. And actually, I know that's why you're still hanging around. You heard Tim Berry was going to be on the show, and I can understand that completely because Tim is one of the smartest guys I know. He's the founder of Palo Alto Software, the folks who make Business Plan Pro, the number one, the numero uno business planning software in the galaxy. And he's the author of a number of books on business planning, including the new one, The Plan As You Go Business Plan, which is a business plan strategy for the 21st century, in my opinion. And he's our good friend, Tim Berry. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and congratulations on that award. I found out about yesterday. When was that? Last week?
Yeah, just a week or so ago.
The American Chamber of Commerce Executive Committee.
Yeah. Yeah.
Award. You have to fill me in there because I know the initials.
American Chamber of Commerce Executives, right? Yeah, I haven't mentioned that to my audience yet. I was in Raleigh, as they know, as my audience knows, a week or so ago, broadcasting from that convention, and on Friday of that week, they gave me the champion of the chamber movement award, and which is only the second time they'd ever done that. So that was a nice little warm fuzzy for me there.
And that's the highest award that they give too, right?
Well, to someone who supports chambers, and which I certainly do, as you know, Tim. Mm-hmm. I mean, the main thing I want people to get from this little thing that you're mentioning is that I believe chambers of commerce are one of the single most important components of the infrastructure of our marketplace, and they are probably the most underappreciated. What do you think?
I think they do a really good job. We have a very good one locally, and my impression is that it depends somewhat on where you are because there's a lot of autonomy for each of these groups.
Yep. But the point there, Tim, is the chamber is you. It's your community. It's whatever your community wants.
Well, as a matter of fact, our company has been a member here in Eugene, Oregon, since 1995 when we first started selling products. So,
right.
Yes, and it's a group locally that does proactively work to help people in business do business better.
Well, what happens is things just happen in the community that the chamber either envisions and hands off to someone else, or envisions and creates or takes a vision from somebody else, and they make it happen. But things happen in communities, and people think, "Wow, that was great. When did Santa Claus drop that off?" You know, and it was the chamber that did it. And the chamber, I mean, I don't know how many times I've seen chambers not get the credit that they deserve, and it's one of the reasons why, Tim, and not to be a topper on you or anything, but I joined my chamber in 1977. I was only three when I joined, and so I put my money where my mouth is, and I tell people all the time, if you're not a member of your chamber of commerce, your local chamber of commerce, I want to know why. And Tim, this fits perfectly with your message today. One of the things you want to talk about today, and that is how fortunate we are in America, and you've been doing a lot of work on this, to have the kind of infrastructure that we have to support small businesses.
Yeah, definitely. And what I've been doing in terms of a lot of work on this is supporting the chamber, and my particular one that we work most with is the Small Business Development Center.
Mm-hmm.
Both locally and nationally, there's about 1,000 of these in the United States.
Another group of wonderful Americans who don't get enough credit.
And SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center, and those organizations in 1,000 locations are offering counseling, one-on-one type coaching, classes, a lot of different things that they're trying to do to help people in small business manage their business better, and other people who want to be starting a business, helping mm-hmm. them to start a business better.
Well, exactly. And most of the things that they offer is free. The only thing that they charge for is literally pass-through expenses.
Yeah, they don't make a profit. They're all taking money from federal, state, and local education
right.
budgets, and not getting back what they spend. Ours tend to charge amazingly small fees for counseling and
mm-hmm.
classes. They, you know,
yep.
a 12-week class, 2 hours a week for a night for adults, will be $100.
Yeah, that's nothing. That's not even close to what it takes to put something like that on. Hold on to that thought, Tim Berry. Quick break, right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. We got a lot more to come. Whatever you do, don't go away.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
The Drifters bringing us back to 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it for you, made it for free so that you can go there anytime you want. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us. You got whatever's on your mind under the small business sun. We got something that will help you there. And you got 5 seconds, or 1 minute, or 3 minutes, or 15 minutes. Something you can read or listen to. You can ask a question at AskJim.biz, my knowledge base. You can check out my blog. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, on and on, lots of stuff. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Tim Berry is with us. He's our good friend, as you know. He's president, and I should say he's founder, and chairman, I think, of Palo Alto Software, now that his beautiful daughter, and beautiful and very capable daughter, Sabrina, is the president, and second generation manager there, right, Tim?
Yep, Sabrina Parsons is CEO.
Great American success story.
I'm going to give myself a new title one of these days. I'm going to be Chief Blogging Officer.
Well, and you that would be perfect for you, because you do that so well. You produce a lot of information. Folks, speaking of which, I encourage you to go to his website. TimBerry.com is his own website. You can find his blog and lots of other stuff there. Of course, PaloAlto.com, and also bplans.com. That's the really important one, isn't it, Tim? Because that's where you teach people how to create and prepare and use business plans.
Yes, you know, the sample plan library at bplans.com started out with 10 of them complete. You could read them on the web, table of contents all the way through monthly financials and appendices. We've been opening that up through the years, in part because people sell sample plans, a lot of which started out as our sample plans, and that makes us uncomfortable, because you don't buy a sample plan. That's
right.
Crazy. You know,
right.
there's no value in somebody else's business plan. You
right.
can't reuse them. But through the years now, there's 507,
wow.
I think, complete business plans from start to finish.
And it's all free.
All free
And
now.
See, this
That's
is another example, folks.
Yeah.
These are other examples. What Tim and I are talking about is the fact that, you know, Tim, when you and I started our business, I started mine in 89. You started yours probably pretty close to that time. There was almost no information, maybe a few books. There was virtually no help for somebody to help them get off the ground and understand about marketing, about operations, about cash flow. I mean, you know, there was very little support, if anything, really, in those days.
Boy, compared to today, I mean,
and today it's,
you know,
everywhere.
I could argue that until you look at, it's like cubed today, so much more available.
Yeah. Your stuff, I mean, imagine 500 sample plans, folks, and it's just a wealth of stuff. So, frankly, Tim, I think what we're saying is if you want to be a business owner today, you can be. And if you fail, don't blame me and Tim. You know, don't blame the SBA. Don't blame SCORE. Don't blame your Chamber of Commerce.
Well, you know, you can find an advice giver. It's interesting you say that, because I give advice, you give advice. If you look around this cornucopia of business information, you can find the worst as well as the best of advice, any mistake you make, you can go back later and find somebody who wrote recommending that you make it. There is that. It used to be finding information was hard, like finding a needle in a haystack.
Right.
And now it's finding useful information is a bit like finding a needle in a huge pile of needles.
Right.
You want to find out which one.
But, you know, there's also, Tim, you know, we talked about the Chamber of Commerce and how it's a great organization for networking, for building local economies, local marketplaces. And they do a lot of great things to support small business owners because 90% of their members across the country are small business owners, most of them less than 25 employees. Man, you mentioned the Small Business Development Centers, of which their heroes are both of us. And also there's the SCORE organization, which is all free advice from people who've been there, done that, bought the T-shirt, right?
Well, in about 2.5 hours from now, I will be delivering a 90-minute business plan workshop for our Eugene, Oregon SCORE chapter, which sponsors this. It's an all-day workshop for $49 once every 3 months.
And right.
I go over and do the business planning part of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice that you mentioned that today, because today's the day that we do it again.
Well, and good for you for doing that. I know that you donate your time to do that.
Mm-hmm. That's all donated.
Absolutely,
for all the SCORE members
too. You're one of the great contributors there. And you know, I all the folks at SCORE, they do a great job all across the country. There's a SCORE chapter near you, folks. There's a Small Business Development Center within a few miles of you. There's a chamber. The chamber's all around you. Also, the universities are doing a lot better job with continuing education programs for entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
Tim, the college programs, there actually are entrepreneurship curriculums in the colleges now that we didn't have before. The high schools are teaching entrepreneurship now.
Well, and of course, there's the junior achievement that's been
forever
on an elementary school
forever
for
years
and years. I did that a couple of years for when my youngest, who's now 22, was in third grade. I think I was a junior achievement volunteer. That was a while ago. It might have been her fifth grade.
Right. But you think about all these things, folks, and also another group, Tim, that doesn't get a lot of play except on my show, because I've been talking to people about it for almost 12 years, and that's the Women's Business Centers. There are like 106 or 8 of these Women's Business Centers around the country. Just that, you know, men can go there too, but they're primarily focused on helping women.
Those are also part of the SBA organization.
Exactly. That's SBA supported organization, no question. Quick break, going to be right back with Tim. We're talking about the infrastructure that we have in America that we shouldn't take for granted. We should be using more. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.